This is CliffCentral.com.
What a song. Gonna move on. It's just after seven. In fact, it's not even seven. Look at that.
This is very rare for
us. I know, we're on time.
We
all right.
Are even before
when
time.
You hear the signal, it will be 7 o'clock exactly.
Oh, do we know what the signal is?
Beep. There it is. Time for the news. Let's see what's going on. Mubs,
okay.
Over to you.
All right, so let's get back to the Las Vegas shooting, where now that number is at 59 people that were killed. I said 58 earlier, but that number has since changed. With more than 500 injured in the shooting that took place on Sunday night American time. And according to witnesses, they say that the entire episode lasted for about 15 minutes. The gunman is 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, who is dead. He was not known to authorities. And the incident happened during a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Now, Stephen's brother has already been contacted by the media, and this is some of the information that people have managed to piece together with regards to what his brother said. He has described Stephen as just a guy, an army of one, with no known children despite a string of relationships, someone that you might see nursing a drink alone at a bar, someone who went on cruises. He might have, you know, gambled a little bit, playing a hand of poker here or there. Someone who sent boxes of cookies to his mother, according to his brother. And investigators are, of course, still piecing together what exactly led to Stephen Paddock opening fire on a crowd of concert goers.
Well, you know, a lot of people, the conspiracy theories are now starting to pour in, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I understand why the conspiracy theories are starting to pour in, because ISIS, Islamic State, yes, them, they actually claimed responsibility for this shooting.
See, that I find more sickening than the actual act. Yeah. Whether, like, I don't know, guys.
But U.S. officials have said that there was no evidence so far linking Stephen Paddock to the international militant group. In its claim, IS said that the gunman had converted to Islam a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, authorities here saying, listen, there was not any information linking Paddock's name to any of Islamic State's databases. So for now, the investigation is still ongoing. But yeah, IS trying to climb in on that bandwagon. But the officials, you know, saying we're not entirely convinced that that is true.
You know, here's a message from Stephen. He says it's going to come out that he was just the fall guy. And some ISIS guy was in the hotel room and executed him and did all the shooting and escaped before the cops got there, making it look like a suicide after the carnage. But then I hear it wasn't actually a suicide. I heard that the FBI took him out because he was shooting at them. So already there are too many conflicting stories coming out here. And anyone who jumps to conclusions right now would be making a very big mistake.
And you know what? It's confusing because depending on which source you're listening to, the bits of information coming in are what causes the confusion. At one point, the Clark County Sheriff had been the one giving statements to the media saying that they believed that the individual had killed himself because prior to them storming his hotel room, they found him dead. They say that he was dead by the time a SWAT team broke down the door to the door's hotel room. But, you know, again, the FBI then saying, no, we took him out. So I can understand why there is so much confusion because, you know, the very authorities themselves that are involved in this investigation are the one providing bits of information that just seems to be a little bit contradictory.
I don't understand. And I really don't understand any of this stuff. The kind of person you must be, let's just take this at face value. Mm-hmm. Like, let's assume the Lee Harvey Oswald case here, that this is a guy up in a building with a gun, in this case a fully automatic rifle. You can hear the shots, you can see the video footage. Mows down 50 odd people. Let's say it was just him. I still don't understand it. I still don't get it. Mm-hmm. What makes a person do that? What kind of switch goes off in your head? I mean, I've been angry on the road once or twice, but I've never got out of my car and wanted to get into an altercation, a physical altercation with anyone. I've never wished someone was dead. I've really never wished that. It's so odd that this guy would. The whole thing's just it baffles me.
Remember yesterday we were talking about psychopaths,
mm-hmm.
and how we could identify maybe a couple of psychopathic traits from that list that Sia gave us yesterday.
Yeah.
Like if you lack empathy, you have no emotion, like right. all those things that you listed. But then we were talking about extremes.
Yeah.
Maybe the Stephen Paddock guy falls into those extremes.
See, I would say in inverted commas that I get if someone went through a horrible breakup, their girlfriend had now moved on and remarried and has kids, and the dude walks into their new house and shoots the entire new family. I get that in inverted commas. Or someone who was bullied at school and hated mm-hmm. school walks back into their former high school with a gun. I get that in inverted commas. These are people, like, what did the entire human race do to you? Where you look at a crowd at a music concert and you go, that's it. All of y'all, I want y'all dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's no answer, right?
You must really there isn't be an answer. Some sick, twisted person.
And usually these people, they do kill themselves because they realize at some point what they've done. Maybe it's a moment after. Maybe it takes a day or so. But usually these people kill themselves. And if they don't, they get captured, and we still don't get to understand them because they send in the psychologists and all kinds of other things. It doesn't seem to help. It doesn't help us to find closure. It doesn't help us to understand what's going on in their heads. There is no way, I don't think.
So here's what did happen by Monday is gun stocks rose following this, which is you know, what they're calling the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Shares of RGR went up by 4%, while American Outdoor Brands, the company formerly known as Smith & Wesson, they gained more than 3%. And then another company named Olin rose by 6% to an all-time high. Investors had bet that these measures would lead to tougher gun control laws, especially because of tough talk from President Barack Obama. The stricter laws never materialized, though, but what did happen is gun sales climbed during the Obama administration's two terms because gun aficionados were afraid that, you know, he was about to implement tougher rules. So then they all went out and bought guns. And then the Monday following this latest incident, all these different gun companies enjoyed a spike in their share prices.
Thanks, Obama.
Blame it on Obama.
Apparently Dan Bilzerian went down onto the strip with his rifle and he was like, show me the motherfucker, I'll kill him.
Oh, really?
Go back to your yacht and have sex with 50 girls.
Yes. That's good advice.
You're not a hero. Anyway, so National Treasury Director General Dondo Mohajani, he says that it would be irresponsible not to bail out South African Airways.
Really?
You'll remember last week Friday, Treasury announced that they had transferred 3 billion rand.
Billions and billions and billions and billions.
South Africa is the land of milk and honey.
For some.
Things will always work out.
For some.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, so Treasury announced last week that they had made the 3 billion rand transfer from the NRF to the airline to help it repay part of a loan from Citibank. It says that the latest lifeline was given to SAA as part of its plans to make the airline commercially viable, something that they have not been able to do for years now, but I digress. The latest bailout has been heavily criticized by the opposition, but Mohajani says they believe in SAA. Quote, we cannot throw money in a deep black hole because it
probably also believes in the Easter Bunny and Father Christmas.
Well, a lot of people believe in Father Christmas. Don't you dare. we cannot throw money in a deep black hole because it will again be irresponsible. We believe in a long-term turnaround strategy, put in place, and we think that it will start bearing fruit. So that is according to Treasury. Dondo then also responded to weekend reports that Treasury is captured. That word again. His response, look, we must put it out and make it clear. I'm not captured. This is now the Treasurer General speaking. We're not captured in the Treasury, and we will continue to do our work the way that we have to. So, according to Treasury, SAA needed that bailout, and they are expecting the airline to become commercially viable in the long run.
What's so, the
sorry,
long run?
Dude? Yeah, I don't believe this guy. I mean, he's saying we don't want to throw money into a deep dark hole. It's exactly what you're doing. Do you know how much SAA? There's something like $26 billion it has cost us in the last 7 years. And don't blame just Malusi Gigaba and these leftover the trash left at Treasury since the best people have resigned. Blame those people before. Blame Praveen. Everybody wants to see Praveen as this knight in shining armor. Praveen started this rot. He acquiesced to this stuff. He allowed things to happen, get out of control. And ask why Dudumieni's still there. Because if they really don't want to throw money down a dark black hole, as they call it, then why the hell is she sitting at the bottom of it gobbling up the cash? And how come she's so important? How come she's so powerful that she can retain this position of hers? She was meant to have left by the end of August. It's now the beginning of October. Tick fucking tock. Dudumieni. Get out of there. Get out. You are an unmitigated disaster. Everything you touch turns to turds. And you're still there. Out.
Okay.
I hope they'll listen. I really do.
Now, the CEO of Uber, Dara Khosrowshahi, he has got a lot on his plate over the next couple of days. He is flying into London for a diplomatic mission with city regulators in the hopes of negotiating a deal that prevents their service from being banned in its largest European market. There's a very big possibility that Uber could be banned in London. The San Francisco-based company is rushing to respond to the UK government's conclusion that Uber doesn't conduct sufficient background checks on its drivers or properly report crimes. I don't know if you guys have noticed that every now and again on our Twitter here in South Africa, you'll find somebody complaining about an Uber driver that behaved inappropriately.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are passengers who've been abandoned on the side of the road. There are passengers who say that they've been assaulted, been attacked. I saw DJ Fresh tweeting about how a package of his that was meant to be delivered by an Uber driver never made it to its destination. So it would seem that there are, you know, like Uber is under the spotlight right now. And in London, they're actually considering completely banning the service altogether, which is why the CEO is now rushing to London with his team to sit down for an actual hearing where he'll have to explain himself and try to convince them, you know, to convince the UK government that, listen, we do sufficient background checks on our drivers. We do report all the crimes. And the UK government's conclusion is also that Uber actively avoids regulatory oversight. Now, Uber has, of course, disputed all of these findings, and they are appealing this decision, during which time the service can remain in operation, but at the risk of being banned in London, which, you know, would be a big blow for the business because, you know, I mean, London is a huge market. They have about 40,000 drivers there with over 3.5 million people relying on their service.
I don't want Uber to go out of business. I like them. I use them all the time.
I've never had a terrible experience with Uber, I must say, up front.
Yeah, I was being pretty fortunate, but I think what this all comes down to is that Uber is refusing to accept the background checks that England basically wants them to go through. That's what I'm picking up from this story.
Mm. Well, I think
so. You kind of ask that, okay, well, why not just do the background checks? And then what is the problem with that?
This is like such a tiny little bump for them to go over.
Just do it, yeah. Do the background checks.
But they must have a reason why they don't want to do this. Do they feel that will then, I don't know, prevent drivers getting into the system?
I don't know, but they should do it. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
But it just seems like it's the only way forward.
You can't have a business and not jump through a few hoops. It's going to happen. You have to pay tax. You have to make sure you employ people properly. You've got to make sure that the people who work for you, even if they're not employees, are responsible people. Mm-hmm. So, and if you're the one running the system, you need to check them.
Top tip, if you're riding in an Uber and you ever feel unsafe, check the boot.
What?
Well, if an Uber driver's been hijacked by somebody, they'll put the driver in the boot, perhaps. Okay. And also, just like check the thing on the app, the faces correlate.
Oh, yeah.
Because Uber drivers get attacked all the time in South Africa by people who are either taxi cab people or just criminals.
So do you check the boot before you get into the car?
Well, I mean, if you you could say, can I put my bag in the boot? And then that forces the driver to open the boot for you.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to say no.
Oh, my jumping
That's
Jesus.
That's interesting. I've never even thought about that.
I have
that.
Never either. Sure.
Oh, there you go.
I feel really naive.
Oh, that's another level of paranoia.
No, it's a good idea. You're going to get in someone's car. What, are you just going to hop in?
In addition to this license battle that they're facing, Uber is also facing a potentially damaging decision from an employment tribunal, and this is over its treatment of its workers. The company appealed a decision made earlier this year that would require it to classify drivers as workers who are entitled to minimum wage as well as holiday pay. So really, they've got quite a few things that they need to check off their list, you know, if they want to successfully carrying on operating in some of the biggest cities in the world. Bit of a headache for them, but, you know,
I love Uber and I love to use them, and I think that private business is always better than anything else. And the minute the government get involved in stuff like this, I get very nervous. So I think this is just the UK's nanny government trying to control more.
There is also that. You know, it comes down to it. Like, Uber gives you the choice. If you don't want to use their service because you feel it's unsafe, that's a human thing, right?
Yeah.
The fact that, I mean, look, we had this conversation yesterday about the police being in a position where they must do more and be allowed to do more.
Yeah.
There's always a kind of state where, okay, it's too far. The whole background check thing may be too far in Uber's eyes. Because you essentially are getting in someone's car.
Well, it's, yeah. Okay, look.
And life is full of risk.
I like Uber. I'm going to carry on using Uber. If you find me dead in the back of one day, then you can say, I told you so. But in the meantime, I'm going to carry on using them. Go to hell if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, here's a couple of words, Mubs, to bring some levity to the morning. If you have an IQ between 140 and 149, you'll know what these words are. All right, do you want to play?
What language are these words in?
Well, you know how we sometimes, they're all in English. We sometimes like to learn new words. And maybe you already know the meaning of these words. I don't know.
Or this might be proof we don't have an IQ that even reaches 140.
Let's see. I mean, no one's going to judge.
Okay.
Well, of course we're going to judge. But
we'll judge silently.
Yes, correct. Okay, so let's try this. We'll see if we can get a little theme music going, and then we'll play the game. So if you want to play along in your house or in your car or wherever you happen to be this morning, all you have to do is try and answer the questions, and we will give you a little gap before we start answering, all right? So don't jump in there, Sia, Mubs, Ben, and Amanda. All right, are you ready? Let's play. What does the word fastidious mean? Does it mean excessively particular or demanding? Does it mean behaving wildly and off the wall? Or does it mean deliberately inappropriate behavior?
First one.
Last one.
Second one, by order of elimination.
I think Ben's got that one.
Yep.
Let's see though. Cobbler. What is a cobbler? Is a cobbler someone who mixes cocktails? Is it someone who repairs shoes? Or is it someone who grows peaches?
Second one.
The shoes.
The shoes.
It is the shoes. All right. Abdicate. To lose a war, to rise up, or to give up a position?
To give up a position.
All right. Very good. Rescind.
Ooh. Rescind.
To cancel officially, to endorse, or to volunteer?
Cancel.
Cancel, yeah.
That's right. Okay, very good.
Y'all is some very smart people in this room.
Qualm, as in Q-U-A-L-M. Qualm. It's a noun. Is it a feeling of unease? A nun or a recommendation?
First one.
Wait, isn't qualm like I have no qualms about the situation?
Yes, correct.
Correct. So you have no feelings of unease.
Oh.
Yeah. Spot on. All right. Loathe. To feel intense hatred, to celebrate, or to give details?
Yeah, hatred.
Easy one.
Correct. Quaint. Is it charming and unique, colorful and bright, or cold?
First one.
I'm often described as quaint, so...
Oh, really, Sia?
Wow.
By myself.
Brazen. Is brazen bold, overflowing, or mild?
First one.
Bold. Bold and brazen.
Correct. Famish. Famish. Is it to abolish? Is it extreme hunger? Or is it a mutiny?
Hunger.
Famished.
You're famished, right?
Yeah, you're hungry. Parched. Is that excitement, sadness, or extreme thirst?
Thirst.
Famished and parched is a horrible combination.
Ooh. I know. Contingent. Is that subject to chance, impossible, or highly likely?
Highly likely.
A.
Wait, what? Isn't it like you and your contingent? So isn't contingent a noun?
It is contingent upon you to clean the floor, for example.
Oh, girl, I love that one.
Yeah, subject to chance, yeah.
It is contingent upon you to clean the floor. Are you sure about that one?
Can you give me the options again?
Subject to chance, impossible, or highly likely.
Yeah, I'm going with subject to chance.
Mm. All right, that would be correct. Enunciate. Enunciate. Is that to commit a crime, to pronounce clearly, or to deteriorate?
Pronounce clearly.
Clearly.
I battle with enunciations.
Oh, we all do on this show.
Yeah.
Dire. D-I-R-E. It's an adjective. Is it overwhelming? Is it ugly? Or is it extremely serious or urgent?
Urgent.
Extremely serious or urgent.
Mabali and C are correct. Gullible. Gullible. Is it constantly relaxed, luxurious, or easily fooled?
Easily fooled.
Easily fooled.
Very good. Inferior. Is it relentless, lower in rank, or unoriginal?
Lower in rank.
Yep.
Inferior?
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Wait, what are the... Anyway, yes.
Lower in rank.
Vapid. Vapid.
Describing Seer.
Is vapid overbearing, minimalistic, or offering nothing of substance?
Offering nothing
of substance.
Mubs is correct. That's an alternate definition, and we accept it.
Five points for that.
Conundrum. Is a conundrum an expression of guilt, a container for fish, or a confusing and difficult problem?
C.
Yeah. C. I learned that from Jeremy Maggs back in the day.
I'm sorry?
He used to host a game show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the words.
Conundrum, yes.
Word or two. I think
a
that
word
was
or two, that's
yes.
correct.
It was
he
that
also hosted
and
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Jimmy Maggs back in the day.
The thing, huh?
He was quite the game show host once.
It was that and Violent Consonant.
It wasn't Jeremy Maggs.
Was it Jeremy Mansfield?
Yes, that's
yes.
the one.
Jeremy
much,
Mansfield.
Much bigger of structure.
All right.
I remember that show.
Conundrum. Oh, that is a bit of a throwback. That is nice.
Congratulations to our teams this morning for their fantastic win. Sia, very, very well done. Ben, very big congratulations. And Mabali, all of you, 100%.
Yes. Oh. Well, I don't think 100.
It's been a fun game this morning. Thank you for playing the word game with us today. We'll pick it up another morning. Over to you, Mubs. Back to the news.
Is there any way that your emoticons could land you in legal trouble?
Oh, God, no. Please
yes,
don't tell me
you
this.
You can't just throw that aubergine anywhere you go. That's going to get you in trouble.
The aubergine right next to the peach.
Yeah, you can't say, really looking forward to the meeting later, aubergine peach. That's going to get, well, that's an HR infringement right there.
The answer is yes, it can land you in legal trouble. This is all according to Johannes Duplessis. He is a legal advisor to insurance and risk specialist, Risk Benefit Solutions.
He sounds like someone who's never sent an aubergine in a message.
Okay, Ben. The man is just doing his job.
He uses the black fist raised.
Oh, my goodness.
Seemingly innocent emoticons in an instant message or an email could potentially lead to you being bound by unwanted contracts and as well as being held liable for damages. Many individuals negotiate lease agreements with landlords or agents. They make purchases and sale agreements with sellers that they found in an ad online.
Mm.
So if you, for example, place a thumbs up, a smiley face, a bottle of champagne, that dancing figure woman,
mm-hmm.
or any other emoticon which creates the impression of positivity, acceptance, or agreement in the mind of the receiver, that might result in the conclusion of a legal contract. Duplessis also explained that this could result in the sender being bound as if he had the will and intention to enter into the contract.
Hmm.
He added that cases have already come before the courts, yes, our courts, that demonstrate the risks of careless messages and the use of emoticons in messages. In one case, for example, during lease negotiations, an instant message user sent a smiley face, a bottle of champagne, and a dancing figure to a landlord who was advertising a property for rent. As a result, the landlord removed his online advertisement. The court stated that these emoticons conveyed to the landlord that everything was in order and that the message was misleading. The sender was subsequently ordered to compensate the landlord for his loss of prospective rental income.
Wow.
So when it comes to anything that has a legal contract attached to it, the advice is just use words.
Yeah.
Yes, I accept. No, I decline. No emoticons.
Yeah, try not to. Look, emoticons are not for serious conversations.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
They're for fun conversations. They're for friends and family. They're not for business discussions. If you give me a thumbs up for a contract discussion, I'm not going to take you seriously. I mean, I should, but I'm not. And none of us should. Listen to this. You think that's controversial. Listen to this.
Ever tried this? Or this? Nothing like a good reaction gift, right? But you've probably noticed the most popular ones are black people being dramatic. This is digital blackface. Blackface is when a non-black person uses makeup to blacken up. Minstrel shows depicted black people in all sorts of negative ways. They were mocking demeaning stereotypes, and they exaggerated black people's facial features and their expressions. And digital blackface is the 21st century version of that. White people using GIFs to perform some kind of exaggerated blackness. And that's not all. Let's talk about white people using dark-skinned emojis. This is a form of cultural appropriation.
I mean, this chick has got serious fucking issues. I mean, I'll use whatever emoticons are on my phone. They're listed there. They're available for me to use. Don't tell me that I'm doing cultural appropriation when I use the black fist raised.
So,
I mean, to me, that means a very specific thing.
So if I were to have a conversation with Mabali and she said...
Sorry.
And she said... I know, this will never happen. And she said, cool, we're looking forward to work tomorrow. See you then. And then I respond with a black thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, according to this girl, it's cultural appropriation.
Well,
you want to hear why?
Okay.
Listen to this quickly. Let's just get into
this
it.
This is a form of cultural appropriation. Paying little respect to someone else's culture and using it however you please. So
why should anyone respect anyone's culture? I mean, surely you there's no requirement on anyone's part to respect anyone's culture. If I want to walk, dance around a fire with a feather headdress on going, I'm allowed to do that. It doesn't mean that I think all North American Indian people or Native Americans are a bunch of lunatics. I might just be making I might be drunk. What's it got to do with, do I have to be respectful of all cultures? What about cultures where they eat each other? Have to be respectful of that?
If you subscribe to it, then sure.
What if you subscribe to nothing?
Yeah, what if you don't...
I subscribe to
if
nothing.
If you subscribe to cannibalism, then you are respectful of cannibals.
I subscribe to
nothing. What's so hard to understand about that?
My only culture is try not be a doist.
Right, hang on. Let's hear some more.
Culture, then using it however you please. So what's wrong with white people posting these GIFs and using these emojis? Well, black people are not here for other people's entertainment. We're not...
I beg to differ. Like, there are a lot of musicians and actors and entertainers who are precisely there for my entertainment. How dare you? And who the hell are you to tell me what I am and am not allowed to be entertained by?
Has she consulted the entire... black race.
She speaks she on behalf. Did she speak to you, CM?
I'm still
Amanda
confused.
She's English. I don't know her. No, I mean, I didn't know about her existence until this morning.
She didn't check with you. In other words, she can't speak on behalf of all the blacks. And I don't know when last you guys had a big meeting.
Did she apply for a license?
Well, I mean, we're not allowed to divulge that information to the whites.
But I will have to say it was a Friday afternoon.
Shut up, Sia!
Okay, I'm sorry. Said a bucket of KFC. And we didn't swim, because we can't.
And by the way, she sounds whiter than the Queen of England, just from her voice, but I'm not going to be culturally insensitive.
The bed music would suggest it.
Oh, is she black?
Symbols of she's English!
We don't want to be seen as having two-dimensional personalities. Let us decide for ourselves how we wish to be perceived.
I'm not... the last person in the universe I think of when posting an emoji is her. Does she not realize that? Does she think she's in everyone's constant peripheral vision? Like, we're always worrying about her. and how she feels about stuff. I mean, do you think about this? Have you ever used a white emoji for any reason?
I still need clarity.
Don't
so
you dare.
What is
no, I actually haven't. Are there white emojis?
Well, the base, we presume like no, the yellow ones are white.
Yeah, they're white ones.
Oh, are they yellows?
But there
are the
like
yellow ones white
look,
people?
Yeah, they're white ones.
Yeah, they are like white
I've
ones.
Never used, no, the yellow I've ones, never used white emojis.
The yellow ones aren't white people, but look here.
Okay, while we're on this, while we're on the emojis, you know the emoji of putting your face, your hand to your face like you made a mistake?
Yes. Yeah.
Why is it only a white emoji? Did no one else make mistakes?
No, but you know, you can...
Not with that.
You can choose the shade.
Yes, Ben, you can choose the
shade. Yes, hold it down, Ben. You can change it.
No, my face palm person is my
black.
Chocolate
hue.
Yeah. I just updated my software. Now we all make mistakes. That's
but
great.
All of my people that I use are chocolate.
I want to hear from a black person who uses white emojis and from a white person who uses black emojis. Bring it on.
Why is the ghost only white?
Well,
I mean, what do you want, Ben?
Why is the sick face only green?
Yeah, shame.
Because we never change color. Even when we're embarrassed, we're still the same hue. Y'all turn
red. Amanda, ever used a white emoji?
I was just thinking about it. Like, when my family messages me, my brother, like, if he does a Zaxxon to me, he changes it to brown. I don't understand why. I mean, he doesn't have to, and then he changes the finger to brown.
Because he thinks, oh, I'm dealing with a black
like
person.
He thinks
let
I
me,
can only see
let,
brown.
Let me give them a black person zap sign.
And the worst
he
is,
I can
like,
only see brown.
And then the worst is, like, I like the lighter shade of the brown, not that dark, dark brown one. And then he'll send
the
me the dark
the
brown one.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I have got something so funny to play for you quickly. This is great. The hardest name ever pronounced. Have you heard this? Yeah, listen to this guy. Yeah. Listen. Manim. Okay, hang on. Let me just get to it. It's, I think it's a comedian from the Congo.
Okay.
He's really, really funny. But let me just... Yeah, let me
come
just,
again.
That's his name, all right? Try and say that. Anyone want to try?
Just one more time,
let's
please.
Let's hear it again, please.
All right, here it is.
So what is your name?
My name?
Yes, your name.
My name is Ovuvuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevuevu
I mean, what is your name? Your name, Afagi.
My name, I call for you now.
Call it again.
Yeah. Do you want to try? Try.
Yeah. Try. That sounds right to me.
He wants him to spell it, but just try and say.
There was a lot of.
And then osas right at the end.
Osas.
I like that osas. All right, listen here.
Osas. Spellam.
Spellam.
I'm not spellam. I can't get my happy spellam. Jesus.
Jesus.
How was that spellam for you?
Simple.
Where was that from?
Simple. It was very simple now.
But where was that from?
Why are you crying now?
Oh. I think it's a comedian. I think he's taking the piss, but it is so funny.
But that's why, like, the deeper you go in Africa, the longer the names become. Like,
and,
Akon's
and
name.
Can I ask you now? This is an important question. Forget about the Oyevwevwe. Osas. Are you picky? Because I don't like the very white emojis, because I think I'm a little bit
of a
tan.
I had a bit of a tan.
You just want a bit of a tan, so I move one to the right. Mubs, where is your preferred hue?
Let me go into my WhatsApp messages here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's maybe...
in the middle?
No, let me see.
Let's have a look here.
Let's go in the WhatsApp groups.
I did not know this was a thing, folks.
Hold
up. Do you know, or are you perhaps these people? Do you then... are you just like Amanda's brother? So if you speak to someone black, you have to change the color?
Not that you have to, but I think psychologically people just do that because they think, oh, well, I'm dealing with a black person, so let me give them a black emoticon.
But you...
I don't do that. Like, when I'm talking to black people on WhatsApp, I send my white thing.
I don't use white emoticons.
It's coming from you, though, right? Yeah.
So I also said my white.
My what?
I will have to say, all of the, you know, I use the peace sign a lot and the thumbs up. That's chocolate. But I use a lot of those.
Why won't it let me choose now? Now I suddenly can't choose. I'm one from
press
the,
and hold.
I'm on one from the left. So when I do, yeah, when I use an emoticon, I use the 1 second from the left.
Second from the left. Oh, okay.
I think I use the third one from the right.
Me too.
Okay. Amanda, is yours the third one from the right? Or do you go very, very black?
No, I'm the second from the right.
Oh, okay.
But not the last
second
one.
From the right. Okay, that's the same as Mubs and Sia. All right.
But depends on what sort of mood.
Do you know
I'm
anyone
in.
Who uses the very dark one?
I have used that in certain instances.
Great. Oh, this is the rabbit hole you go down when you actually start. Like, this chick takes this very seriously. This is a BBC News video that I just played you. It's a BBC News video.
How many views?
Oh, 290,000. It's just, I mean, like, really? It's digital blackface. Now I'm going to think twice about using... I'm going to use black emojis when I feel like it. I don't give a damn. My phone, my emojis, I'll use them as I like. And I wish they had more options.
So insensitive.
I know.
More options of what you want to use?
Like, I want people with cleft palates and slack jaws and...
Yeah, where's the receding hairline guy?
And receding hairlines, and I want people with one eye higher up on the side of their face, and I want fat people. Why do they all look the same? I want everyone to have options.
And should I say it as well? Where's the ginger?
Good point.
Well, I mean,
I think with the
redheads have always been discriminated against. Even you, Ben, have been very insensitive.
Look, I haven't. I've embraced their cause.
You made a public apology on this show not too long ago.
Shows I'm a bigger person.
For all the times that you had been insensitive to the redheaded community.
I'm reformed.
I just want to quickly cause a little bit of consternation here. Okay. Mubs and Sia use the 1-2 from the right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda's very white, eh?
Yeah.
Don't you dare say that to us.
If you think that is white,
don't you dare start us like that.
That is gonna be a problem.
No,
I would classify, if I had to name the shades.
It's Latino. All right, so let's go through. Yeah, you got the yellow, which makes no sense at all. I mean, not even Asians.
Well, that's if you don't identify.
No,
I call those the Simpsons.
When emoticons were launched, they were all in yellow.
Yes, that's true. That was irritating to, I'm sure, a lot of black people.
Well, it came from the smiley face emoji, which is all original.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so the far left is obviously white European. The next one over is, like, white, but they live in a temperate climate. Maybe Latino. Huh?
Like Christina Aguilera, Latino.
Okay.
Not
then,
like...
All right, Christina Aguilera, Latino. Yeah. Then you got sort of Danny Trejo. Latino. And then you got like black. And then you got black. Can we just put a face to each of these? Okay, so the first one would be like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
The second one would be Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
The third one would be
like a
Trevor Noah.
Is that
Dave Chappelle almost?
Dave Chappelle.
No, we haven't reached Dave Chappelle, I would say.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle is a little bit dark. Well, he's definitely darker than Trevor Noah.
I would say like the middle one is like a Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks, yes. Banks. Good
That's
one.
That's a Tyra
yes.
Banks.
Yes.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes. Yes.
And then the next one?
That is like a...
Morgan Freeman.
Show me, I'm struggling.
Sorry, I'm using the old man emoji as my reference.
Hmm. What do you think that one is?
The fourth one. That is like a...
Denzel.
Yes, like a rich brown.
Rich brown.
Yeah, a rich brown. Yeah. A Denzel, a Will Smith after he's finished shooting an action movie on a location.
And then the last one is what? Like Jimon Hunsu,
Lupita Nyong'o.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. Right. No, Naomi Campbell's not that dark. She's one over to the left, I'd say. This is very interesting. Isn't this interesting?
I do not think this
Aren't
is a thing,
Aren't you glad we had
folks?
This conversation?
Jeez, I can now go out to this world with a more confident footing.
I did not think it was a thing.
But, like, My sister's married to a redhead, so what I normally do is, if I'm talking to
use the clown.
No.
That's the only...
I normally put, like, a man there with, like, a with blonde hair, and then I put a plus sign, and then the red circle.
Oh, wow.
Then I send that to him.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Because that's different kinds of mean.
Does anybody use those shapes at the end of the emoji list? You know the ones I'm talking about?
No. You've got circles and that's...
Yeah, you got those circles and dots and hearts.
Yeah, the circle for the redhead, yeah.
Yeah, those symbols. And there's the no under 18s, and there's the WC, which is for water closet. There's a Paralympic thing there.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Paralympic one.
Paralympic? That's just the handicap parking, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Whoopsie.
I use the shame bell quite a lot.
There's a shame bell?
Well, there's a bell, and then I go shame, 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 and then the bell. And they've got a loudhailer. There's some interesting stuff here. I mean, clearly, I don't know what the... There's a Joker card, and then there's something that looks like it's a very Japanese symbol. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
See, I
what are your most frequently used ones?
Oh, okay.
The aubergine is there for
fun.
Me.
Yeah, I'm sure it's there for you.
And the peach.
All right, so my most used ones are the laughing, crying face.
Yes.
Yes.
The one with the tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
The sort of bicep curl one. The wink.
Mm-hmm.
And the plus, the thumbs up.
Mm.
What do you got, Ben? Oh, and I've got the black fist punching forward.
Oh, that's like a fist pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I allowed that?
Didn't have to be black,
yeah,
but...
It's the only one. Yeah, it's the only one that's black on there, all right? Give me a break.
See, I mostly just use the winky face smile.
Mm-hmm. You're not a big emoticon user.
Well, Daniel and I use a lot of emoticons between the two of us, but to most people, I don't emoticon them.
All right.
So but between us, it really does vary from, well, all kinds of things.
I've got the heart emoji in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got that face where the eyes are rolling up.
That's a good one. What do you got, Amanda?
Oh, mine's embarrassing. It feels like I'm an emotional wreck here. There's a red heart and a crying face.
Yeah.
And then, like, the finger to the right. This is the bad one. Like, the finger to the, like, pointing to the right and then, like, a fist. And then, like, the wind, the white wind.
Oh, the fart one.
What does that mean?
White wind.
It's a fart. If you type in fart, it actually comes up.
Do you get
up.
Black wind?
Really?
No, type in fart.
Is there a black wind?
No.
It does.
Yeah, it's a fart. If you type in fart, then it automatically populates.
This is crazy.
This is like useful info, people. This is
like
communication.
My dirty emoticon. It means something else, but it's like that way in something coming out.
Yeah, you see, I have a lot of freaky friends, and they have a lot of different combinations. So, like, yeah.
Have you got the aubergine there, Sia?
I
just got the aubergine with veins on it.
What?
No, Mabel, it does not exist. Don't get to it. It's just like, damn it, I've been missing
out. Well, I mean, it should.
The aubergine with veins.
All the things that I've seen in my life, it should exist.
I have the two hands that are like, you know, facing upwards, and I use that as a, like a preach moment. Just
a praise
like,
hands. Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah, I got you.
I applaud a lot of people. The monkey
you
with
applaud a lot of people.
I do. Like if you did something, I'm just like applaud. And then the monkey with his hands, the see no evil monkey. But that's when like just can't deal, don't even want to see. But I use more gifts than I do emoticons these days.
Yeah, you send some pretty good gifts.
Gifts are life.
Some of them black, which means you need to reconsider whether you're doing something culturally appropriate.
Are they my people? So,
Well, does it? What do you have in common with that woman in England? All right, let's move on. We got other things to do.
Oh, and by the way, there are redhead emojis proposed for 2018. Redhead and bald emojis.
Good, then I can stop using the clown.
Bald?
I just used a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Bald one. All right. If yellow is white, what is Chinese?
Yeah, you see,
yellow isn't white, though.
No, I just call the yellow people
was,
the
yellow
Simpsons.
Is generic.
Yeah, yellow is generic.
Yeah, yellow was the launch of emojis.
And Chinese people aren't yellow again?
My 9-year-old son, says Ankia, sometimes WhatsApps me from my husband's phone when he's with him, and once he accidentally sent me a black girl waving. We laughed, and now that is our signal. So I straight away know it's him. Am I committing a terrible parenting fail here? Lol. And then she sends three pictures of the black girl waving. No, it's fine. It's your phone. I mean, who the hell else is involved? How dare anybody intercept your personal communications and then try to PC-ify them? I mean, who does this authoritarian person think they are? Hey, guys. I read an article and found it quite interesting. I use emojis without thought of color, but apparently it's quite an issue. That's kind of what we were getting at now. Alistair says that one symbol means central or center. So you could actually say Cliff Central with that funny little Japanese flag one.
Okay.
So that's interesting to know. Thank you, Alistair. That's very cool. Fist emoji between lovers? I don't know, says Graham.
Well, Graham, you know, some lovers like to turn it up.
You got to.
It also depends how long the relationship's been.
Yeah.
Coming home tonight, get ready for.
Ashley says, I also use one shade darker than the white whitey. And I've got an emoji from a black person that is dark skin color. And I also use the blackest fist raised because that's correct. A white fist raised is just a bit KKK-ish. Oh, this is great.
It's a bit too KKK.
Yeah, you can attribute meaning to this shit.
Yeah.
Greg says, what about the colored emojis? One without front teeth would be useful. Greg is colored before anyone climbs into him. He's allowed to make those jokes. I mean, anyone should be able to make those jokes, but you know what kind of a world we live in. Graham says, I'll use whatever emoji I like. It's the postmodern sleight of hand, basic cultural Marxism or socialism 2.0, if you will. I hate these stupid videos. Who is this chick to tell me what I can and can't do? Yeah, well, I think we covered that one, Graham. So just calm down. Graham, breathe deeply.
Graham gets flustered. Graham, Graham's though, great, though. Like, I wonder what his blood pressure's like.
We should always encourage more of Graham.
And also, can we have a couple that are a little more sexy than the, you know, like, let's have a thong. How about a chick in a thong? That would be a nice, useful emoji.
Let's have an actual penis and not...
Yes, an actual penis. We're not children. Mm-hmm. You see, they took away the gun on there because they said, you know, we don't want children.
Yeah, but then really? I mean, if you got actual penis, then they're going to be penis types.
Yeah, but they are penis types in the world.
Yeah, but then
Mabali wants a selection.
We're going to have no more memory on our phones, so all these emojis taking everything up.
I think
that's
we should
why
have,
you use GIFs.
Let's have some seriously interesting emojis now. Apple, stop treating us like kids. Give us an option. Like, yeah,
isn't that what Apple's doing? The entire thing why you must buy this new phone is because the emojis come to life.
Apparently, they're now launching some other investigation because their new phones are exploding when you charge them.
Really?
Well, there have been a few reported cases of phones exploding when people start charging them. So they're like, oops, can somebody look into that, please?
Oh, damn.
No, I want options. I really want more, you know, like we want a booty GIF. We want a pair of titties. We want, because these are useful things. When you're describing stuff sometimes, that's what you need. It's not, I mean, that can be generic. I don't mind. But sometimes you're like, where are you? What are you doing? Titties.
So you see, Ben, I mean, we need penis types because then we're also going to have titty types. Right. A cup, B cup,
yes.
Double
Why
D.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Give us some options.
Yeah.
It'll take like an hour to send a message in future.
Nonsense.
No,
it's it will be more
it
concise.
It will take you exactly a second to pick double D's on your phone and send
then,
the
then
emoji.
It's like, then it's like, do I send her double D's or do I send her B? Because I think she's a B, might be a C.
No,
what am I
you
saying?
Don't send them to her.
Well, you just say, what are you doing there to titties?
Well, later on when you actually know each other well. Yeah. Then if she's going for a boob job, you send her the little titties, arrow, big titties. See? This kind of fun that you can't have because the PC police who are telling us that we can't have certain emojis. What if the children? What if the children find them? So what? Come on. You think the children are never going to see titties?
So the children see a lot worse than
they
you
start
than
life
expect.
With titties.
Mm. Right. Mm. So give us some... Apple, give us some titties.
Give us titties. Give us titties.
Right.
Do you want to hear about a new Tinder-style dating app in Indonesia?
Hell yes. Ooh. Go on.
Well, it aims to bring together men and women interested in polygamous marriages, and so it has stirred up some controversy and debate.
Oh, really?
Polygamy is legal in Indonesia.
800 and 700...
A man is allowed to be married to up to four women at a time.
Huh.
But
is a woman allowed to be married to
no,
four
see,
men?
Yeah, this is the real world.
Apps, oh, sure.
But the practice is frowned upon. The app already has 10,000 registered users since they launched in April.
There are five, only five.
Around 60% of whom are men. It has gender-specific chat rooms for users to discuss their experiences in polygamy or if they want to ask for advice. So it works exactly like Tinder. It allows you to swipe left or right on a person's profile to signal their willingness or not to meet them, much like the popular dating app. Under Indonesian law, a man needs formal consent from his first wife and approval by a religious court to enter into polygamous marriage. So this new dating app is apparently causing all kinds of controversy.
Did you hear about another dating app that's launched in South Africa?
What's that?
It's called Six Wings.
What's
so you get to anonymously send out these winks to anyone in your contact list, and you get to communicate with them anonymously up until you both decide, like, okay, cool, by the way, what is your name? And you get to reveal. So, like, if I've always had a crush on Mabale for the longest of time, but I don't know how to say it, maybe I can just woo her anonymously. And then after some time, I can just be like, oh, by the way, I'm the dude who just always looks at you from the corner of the office. Now I'm into you.
I foresee a lot of great disappointment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get a wink and you think to yourself, I wonder if it's...
Your expectations.
I wonder if it's Tabang in marketing, and then it turns out to be Russell from admin, and you're like, what? No!
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not appealing
huge
at
disappointment
all. I need to know
right.
who I'm working with. Yeah.
All right, listen, we've got a big interview with Johnny Clegg coming up in the next little while. I think you're going to like it. That's all I'm going to say. So take a listen. That's next. And we can continue this discussion tomorrow. It's Wednesday tomorrow. You've got lots of things to do this week. We're into the month of October, and you know what that means. Downhill all the way to December. You've got to finish up all that important stuff, because believe me, by the end of this month, time, she's a ticking. You're not going to get anything more done. November is going to be about tidying up and putting things in the right place and, you know, making sure you check off those last minute things off your list, but don't expect new projects to roll in November. In other words, get your shit together. Here's what you need to know this morning. More money has been allocated to find Madeleine McCann, who went missing 10 years ago in Portugal. The McCann family were thrilled by this renewed confidence in the case by the authorities. The truth, however, is that policemen working dreadful desk jobs in the UK just want a free holiday in Portugal during the winter, so that's what they're in it for. Speaking of more money, Malusi Gigaba has found some more money for SAA. Where from? Well, that's a little unsure, but what we do know is that Gigaba's suit for the next budget speech is going to be very special, so he can try and distract you from him justifying the latest bailout. And finally, the Bucks are in Cape Town this week, and Alistair Coetzee is already drawing positives from this. It's a city he calls home. He knows where all the good restaurants are, and the weather looks good for Saturday. Life is good then in the Buck camp. We will see you tomorrow. All right? Have a good day. And if you need anything, then don't call me. Call Mabali. Here's a private number. It's 087155.
This escalated.
All right. We're done.
I was wondering about your mama. Did she get that touch she wants?
This is CliffCentral.com.